Making God's presence known to this generation. And that's what I'm going to talk about. The title of my talk is, How Hungry Are You? Okay? How hungry. Good. You better be. All right, I'm just going to pray. God, I'm praying that you'll speak through my words today. You'll help me to communicate what you want to communicate. And we'll see your power in this school. Amen. Amen. All right. What I'm going to talk about is God's presence, okay? I'm not talking about presence as in Christmas presents. I'm talking about presence as in God is here with us, as in where he is, what he's doing, all right? Right, my first point is God wants to meet with us. I don't know if you know this, but God wants to meet with every single one of you. You see this, first of all, in the example of Jesus. In Luke, it says, well, the angel Gabriel said to Mary, you will be with child, give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. So first of all, we see God's wanting to be with us. He wants his presence to be amongst us. We see that in how he sent Jesus to be with us. So we've got to understand, God's not distant. He's not kind of saying, I don't want to have anything to do with you because you're disgusting. But he's saying, actually, I do want to be with you. All right? And that was the reason God sent Jesus. You know, what happens is, what cuts us off from God's presence, okay? What cuts us off from God meeting with us is our sin. It's all the things we do wrong that God doesn't like, and that cuts us off. But the thing is, God doesn't want that to happen. He wants to meet with us, because when God meets with us, that's when we find how our lives should be. That's when we find a meaning for our life. That's when we find God's purpose for our life, okay? So it's really important to understand that. Okay, but why does God want to meet with us? Well, first of all, he wants to give us freedom from sin. Right, that's the reason Jesus came down. Every single person is born into this earth sinful. We all come in with, things we do wrong. And this sin, this nature, we're all selfish. I think you'd all agree that when there's a tin of celebrations, you want all the Maltesers, because they're the best ones. I think so. See, I just talk about chocolates and it's magic. Anyway, but I'm pretty sure everyone would agree we're all selfish, all right? And part of this sinful nature is that, it just ruins what God has made, this perfect world God's made. It just ruins it, It causes people to fall out. I'm sure you've fallen out with friends over, stuff like this. And it just ruins everything, okay? But the thing is, God doesn't want that to keep on happening. He doesn't want us to ruin everything. He wants to help us. And that's why he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to forgive our sins, okay? I'm sure you know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Perish means death and hell. Basically, because we sin, because we ruin what God's done, each one of us deserves to die and deserves to go to hell. However, Jesus died to take that sin away. Because God loves us so much that he doesn't want to see us in hell, he doesn't want our sins to cut us off from him, he sent Jesus, how he could send his only Son to die instead of us, to take the punishment that we should have gone. That is truly amazing. And that opportunity for every one of us to have our sins forgiven is open, which is amazing. So God wants to meet with us to give us freedom from sin. Once he's done that, God wants to meet us to have a relationship with him, okay? God wants to support us in our life. He wants us to become more like Jesus. He wants us to become better people in many ways. Listen, we're never going to get perfect in this life. I'm still sinful. I still do many things wrong. Amen. I'm still selfish. But the thing is, God... I'm off track now. Okay, the thing is, God wants to live with us. He wants to have a relationship with us in which he makes us more like Jesus, in which he helps us over hard times and helps us through that, which is amazing. So often, though, okay, in the church, that's all well and good. So you think, okay, I'm saved, my sins are forgiven, so I'm going to heaven. That's fantastic. And then you think, okay, I have a relationship with God. He's making me more like Jesus. Brilliant, that's it. But so often it's left there. It's left that being a Christian is about having your sins forgiven and then being a good person or being a nice person. I'm telling you, this is only two-thirds of the truth, okay? The last thing God wants to do is give us a mission. And this is what I'm kind of zoning in on here. God, by the power of his presence, wants to give us a mission, okay, to tell people about Jesus. Because there's so many people, both in the world and in this school, who don't know, actually, that Jesus loved them so much he died to save them from their sins. They don't know that Jesus can heal them of many past hurts and things in their life that have gone wrong. They don't know that. And this is so, so sad. It's tragic that people don't know that someone who loves them so much, they're going to rescue them from hell, from themselves, basically. And listen, we need to get this out there. God wants everyone to have this mission, you know. It's a fight against, well, it's a fight for to build God's kingdom. It's a fight to tell people about Jesus, to tell them that he loves them and wants to save them. But also it's a fight against the devil, who, you know, hates all this kind of work. And it's a fight against every way the devil tries to ruin everything in God's world. And that's the thing. So often we stop there. We think, okay, I'm saved. Jesus forgiven my sins. And now I'm a good person. I'm a nice person. But listen, guys, God wants to give everyone of us a mission to change this world for Jesus. And this is what I think just can't be missed out, all right? But you might say to me, well, okay, that's fine, but how do I get this mission? Because most of the time I don't feel particularly excited about God. When I think Jesus, I think, yeah, he was a nice guy, and that's it. Listen, what happens is, the way God's presence comes, okay, the way God's presence forgives our sins and changes us and gives us a mission is through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is rarely, rarely talked about in many churches, or if he is, he's kind of reduced in his importance, okay? But the thing is, this is who the Holy Spirit is, okay? When Jesus was about to go up to heaven, you can imagine the disciples were like, well, why are you going up? Why are you leaving us? Aren't you going to stay and change the world? Why do you have to go away? But Jesus said, I tell you the truth, it's for your good I'm going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Now, Counselor means helper, okay? And that's the idea of who the Holy Spirit is. He's the third person of the Trinity, so God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. He is also described as the Spirit of Jesus. So this is actually the Holy Spirit, God's presence on earth. It's like Jesus did come back in his spirit. So the Holy Spirit is amongst us now in this room. He's, for every believer, yeah, you can't see him. For every believer who's asked him in his life, he dwells in them and helps them to be more like Jesus, okay? So this is how God's presence comes to earth, through the work of the Holy Spirit, okay? Now, what happens when the Holy Spirit takes a hold of you, when you're filled with the Spirit? Because you might say, you know, I like Jesus, he's nice, but I don't feel anything. But look, this is what happened when the Holy Spirit came, okay, on the day of Pentecost in Acts. And this is amazing, okay? A while after, it says, so this is a while after Jesus' death. The believers, there's about 120 of them, sitting in one room, when a sound like the blowing of a violent wind filled the whole house. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, okay? And what happened when they were filled with the Holy Spirit? They started preaching the gospel, and 3,000 people were saved. 3,000 people asked Jesus for his forgiveness of their sins and asked for his way in their life. I mean, that's 3 times the size of this school. We can't even imagine it. But listen, guys, that's what happens when the Holy Spirit comes, when God's presence works amongst us, okay? And the thing is, this can happen today, all right? This school, we've got 1,200 people. And I'd say, I mean, you can't ever say that person's not a Christian, you know, or anything like that. But the thing is, a lot of people I talk to, you know, this is a Christian school with a chapel. And I talk to people, and I'm like, okay, what's the main message of Christianity? What did Jesus do? And they say something like, he was a good man. Or you say, what should Christians do? And they say, Christians are nice people who do lovely things. They're very lovely, okay? And I'm sorry, that's not it. People don't know that sin cuts us off from God, that Jesus' love saves us from that sin and delivers us from hell and gives us a fantastic purpose for our life. That's the thing, people don't know. We must get this out there, okay? I'm passionate about this, and we need to do it, basically, okay? I firmly believe if we pray and if we receive God's presence, if we receive the Holy Spirit, he will work through us. I think it's important to remember. We can think, well, how can I make a difference? How can I, you know, I'm just human. But the thing is, guys, God's Holy Spirit, God's presence in us, if we ask for it, he's going to work through us and he's going to do miracles, okay? It's great, great stuff. All right. I think it's important... I think which shows this is in Luke when Jesus came. I already described how the angel Gabriel came to tell people that Jesus was coming. Okay, so the thing is, first we see that God has a plan. He wants to send Jesus. Okay, and in the same, it's the same thing with this school. God wants to break into this school. God wants to change a school. Okay, beyond what we can even imagine, he wants to do that. He has a plan. But in Luke chapter 2, there's a man called Simeon and a woman called Anna. Simeon is described as waiting for the consolation of Israel, and Anna worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Okay, so what they're doing, they're longing for God to be with them. They're longing for God's presence to come down on earth. And that's what happens. Jesus comes, and their prayers are answered. You see, God does want to break in this school. He does want to save people. He wants them to come into the wonderful life that is possible with him. But the thing is, if we're not hungry, you know, if us as Christians, if we're not praying for it, if we don't really want God, if we're quite, you know, we're quite happy for them to be able to stay at around 40 people. We're quite happy for, you know, not many people to believe. You know, God's not going to come where people don't really, you know, don't really want his movement. So what I'm saying is we must go to the Holy Spirit, all right? If we want to see change, we've got to ask God's presence to work through us so we can tell people about Jesus. Right, lastly, I know this has been long, so thanks for sticking with me. What can you do? First off, if you realise you don't know Jesus, if you realise that actually you might have been going to church with your parents for a long time, and, you know, you think Jesus is a nice man and stuff, but you've never really asked for his forgiveness. You've never really asked him to forgive your sins. Listen, it's there. You can know that you are forgiven. You can know that Jesus has forgiven you, and in fact, he's taken your sins, and that he loves you and wants to do that. Second, if what I've said grabs you, if you know actually you are a Christian and you're trying to be a good person, but you've never really felt excited about God, you can't say that, you know, You're excited for God's plans, you want this mission to tell people about Jesus, then listen, you need the Holy Spirit, basically. And it's open to you, it's completely free, and get it, basically. In both cases, please talk to like a member of the ministry team, or just one of the six formers, basically. So, can you put your hands up, or... Yeah. And they'll hopefully point you in the right place. Or, from now on, what's happening is we're hosting prayer meetings on a Monday lunchtime where we're going to pray for the school. We're going to pray for God's presence to be amongst us and to change the school in the chapel at lunchtimes. So please come along and ask someone to pray for you there, or just pray along with us and ask God to be with you. So all I'm saying, finally, is if this vision statement we've got, okay, making God's presence known to this generation. If we want to make God's presence known, first we have to receive his presence amongst us, yeah? So I'm saying, you know, get on with us, get on this mission to reach a school with Jesus' message, and it's going to be really good, and I'm looking forward to it. There you go. So thanks for listening. And I think, so yeah, prayer meetings on a Monday lunchtime. If you can make it, it's open to anyone. Please come along, it'll be fantastic. And yeah, that's it. So we've got a bit of time left, so just talk and do what you want. Thank you.